What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. Now, I want you to remember one thing from today's show. If you remember nothing else, I want you to remember this. I am willing to stake my entire long, illustrious Hall of Fame, multi-Hall of Fame careers on this one statement. Okay, if I've never said anything to you before that you've believed in, if I've never made you laugh, not one single time, I want you to remember this. Andrew Cuomo is a bum. B-U-M. And anybody who supports him is supporting a bum. He can talk all he wants about his mother's meatballs and his adorable little girls and try and humanize himself. Beneath that facade is a bum. He is proposing, amongst the pro-vid stuff, he is proposing, are you ready for this, to make any law enforcement officer in New York who gives any information to ICE a felon, an E-class felon. He wants to turn police doing their job, doing the job they took an oath to uphold, he wants to turn them into an E-class felon. What is an E-class felon? I had to look it up. Because I'm not sure. Pardon me. Hold on. Say a few words, Tony, while I grab a glass of water here.
While Sandy grabs a glass of water, I would like to take this time to wish one of our former employees, Miss Candy Acherno, happy birthday on this day. Candy, one of our friends for many, many years, so happy birthday.
We love Candy.
We love Candy. She's great.
Candy Johnson on yesterday, Candy Acherno today.
All Candy, so, all the time. And also happy Candy, birthday to W. Mary Ocker.
Oh, wow. A lot of people having a birthday. Yeah, I'm pardon. We have no cough switch when we're on remote, so I have to tell Tony verbally what's happening. But I had to grab some water there. Okay, he wants to turn any law enforcement officer in the state of New York who helps, furthers any information about illegal immigrants to ICE, to turn them into E-class felons. What is the E-class felon? I had to look it up because I've never been charged with any kind of a felony. And I looked it up. And an E-class felony can be anything from probation to 4 years in prison. I want to remind you, these are people who took an oath to support the law, uphold the law, and that's what they're doing. If they turn any information over to the federal authorities regarding illegals, they can be charged with an E-class felony. He wants to turn the cops into criminals. And he wants to put a cop in jail, but make sure the illegal immigrant comes in here and gets all the benefits, including free college. So you can send your kid to college for free if you're an immigrant, illegal immigrant, I might stress. But if you're a cop, you might go to jail for doing your job. That's why I said, let's not be fooled by this guy. He is 100% bum. He's always been 100% bum. He'll always be 100% bum. I don't want to hear about his cutesy relationship with his brother. I don't want to hear about how he has fireside chats with his daughters or how nice his meatballs are. He is a bum. And if the press corps that covers him doesn't ask him and get on him about this, they shouldn't be doing their job. They should hand in their resignation. If all they want to do is be a part of the press that covers the governor, I assume that's some badge of honor. Do your job. Just do your job. Now, outside of that, have a nice day. I am so ticked off over this, I can't tell you. Especially in the light of a local cop gets shot four times. You realize how dangerous that job is. You realize what it would be like without cops. And then we get this crap from the alleged governor of New York State, who's nothing but a bum. He's meeting with the president today. I hope the president chews his ass out. I really do. Tony, can you tell I'm not in a good mood?
I'm just sitting here applauding you. Well said. Bravo, bravo. I can't stand the bum.
Oh, he is just a bum, and that's from now on, that's how I'm referring to him, and I don't care.
And to think that people were getting swept away with his daily press conferences, thinking what a great guy he is. Oh, wow.
I thought he was doing a good job on the press conferences. He was explaining things, whatever. All it was a facade. He was hiding behind this. This was for him. Hey, I'm in charge and I'm looking out for you. But yet he puts in one of the virus bills. He puts this thing about the E-class felony. Yesterday, Stefan Mihailu was the first to bring it out. And then I think Channel 7 was also involved with it. And it's one of our subjects today. And when we get to it, I'll read some of the quotes from the U.S. attorney, Mr. Kennedy, the U.S. attorney. Also, Stefan Mihailu and Mickey Kearns, they all have quotes in the thing I'm going to have as my third subject today.
Well, look what their party does, Sandy. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, how much pork is she trying to stuff in the latest?
Yeah. I feel less a danger to America from people like Pelosi and Cuomo than I do from the Russians or the Chinese or Cuba or any of our natural enemies. Any of the communist countries. I feel less of a danger from them than I do from internals. Yep. I really do. All right, try and get the start of the show in a happier vein, and we'll do that when we come back on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach & Company. Strange. I almost jumped out of the chair this morning while listening to Susan Rose do the headlines, and one of the headlines of the morning news was the fact that the Brickyard, is it the Brickyard, Tony?
Brickyard, yes.
Brickyard. The Brickyard in Lewiston burned. I was parked, I swear to you, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I was parked yesterday directly across the street for at least 10 minutes at about, I think, 2 o'clock would have been right. So I'm just sitting there staring at the Brickyard. There was some construction next door to it, and around the construction was a big construction-like chain-link fence. So I didn't see any people or any movement or any work or anything like that going on. But I was parked there because Tony suggested, I told him I was going for a ride. Every once in a while, I have to have a ride. I have to get out of the house. And decided, you know, it's beautiful up around Lewiston. I think I'll take a drive up there. And I told him, and he said, there's a bakery right on the main drag there. It's across from the Brickyard. So I went there with a woman who has a particular set of skills. Just said that to drive that guy crazy who sends me the emails. But anyway, so I parked there. And it was a beautiful place. And I got that giant pie, Tony.
Mm.
The pie that you, in fact, Bernie, I'm sorry, Mr. Angry Texter. Can you post the picture of that pie on our Facebook page? So he said they have great pastry there. It's a little pastry shop. The Village Bake Shop. And it looks nice. It looks very quaint and cute on the outside. So Bernie went in with unlimited funds. I said, if I have to cash in my retirement plan, get everything that they sell, because I must have pastries. That's the only way I'll survive this thing. So she went in, and she came out. She was unable to open the door. I had to use the switch on the dash to open the rear door for her. And so she put everything in there, including this fabulous pie, a big apple pie that you told me. You said, I had a big apple pie that I got from there.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and so we sent you the picture. Is that the same one?
Yes.
The picture we sent?
Okay. Oh, man, my stomach is grumbling.
She's posting it now, and I'm going to make myself hungry. It's only 9:24, and I'm hungry already. So did that and took a beautiful drive around Lewiston. It's such a beautiful community. It's very nice. I think Lewiston and East Aurora are the two places that really catch my eye. There's a lot of good places to live in Western New York, a lot of them. But I think for my personal choice, if I was going to leave this house, I'd probably go to Lewiston.
Right.
Very nice. East Aurora, absolutely
beautiful,
breathtaking.
Sure.
Just so nice. And you got a nice movie theater down there, and you have Vidler's, of course. A lot of good places to eat down there. And so enjoyed the afternoon. Thanks to Tony Caligiuri. What'd you guys do? Have you done anything of note yet lately, Tony?
Well, first of all, I cried this morning when I saw pictures and footage of the Brickyard that burned down. It's a place that my family loves. We go there about 3 or 4 times a year. Really was really looking forward to going this summer when they opened up so we could sit outside. In fact, we just ordered from there, I'd say less than a month ago, picked up some food. It's great food. Again, one of our favorite places. So it's pretty sad about that. Nothing really much going on. The kids have their locker clean-out days today and tomorrow. So, a little something for them. Give them a chance of getting out of the house and doing a little something.
How about you, Buzzy? You don't have any kids. Are you just laughing? What are you laughing about?
I was going to say something, but So,
hey, wait a minute now, pal. You're part of the show. If a comedic opportunity arrives, it is your duty, unless Andrew Cuomo doesn't want you to do it.
I will get to it. I will get to it.
Your duty to make us laugh.
Okay, so yesterday was really warm. Obviously, I did not run, even though I wanted to. But even walking the dog, let me tell you, it just took the energy out of me. And I'm not complaining. I love the warm weather. It's just, it was snowing 2 weeks ago, so I haven't really adapted to this heat yet.
How warm was it? Mazeroski asked me if he could spend the night in my car. That's how hot it is, because his air is on the fritz, right?
Yeah, his air is on the fritz, but he's luckily getting a visit this morning. Hopefully tomorrow we will be talking to a much cooler Brian Mazeroski.
I can't think of anything better than having a newborn baby in a house with the air conditioning not working and 93 degrees outside. That's heaven on earth.
Yeah. Did you hear how he watched the soccer game yesterday?
He was laying on the floor, he said?
Of his attic, where he has his attic bar, and there's an AC unit in his attic. And and his son were laying on the floor watching the soccer game.
He has a homemade bar? He has his own bar, so he doesn't have to leave?
Yeah, he did. So everyone comes to him. It's great. He redid his entire basement. He did such a great job. I could never do. I couldn't do that to any room, let alone the attic, what he did up there. It looks great.
Have you ever heard that country song? It was the premise is a woman is married to a guy who spends all his time at the bar and comes home drunk, and she's tired of it. So the name of the song, I think the title is I'm Going to Hire a Wino. And what it is she hires a wino to make the house look like the bar he goes to. And so he when he gets drunk, he's already home. He doesn't have to drive home. He knows where she knows where he is. She sees him sitting at the bar. But that's like the slug line in a country song that was around 1980, I think.
I think I know the song you're talking about. But the news that got me, the Brickyard news is awful. It's a great place, especially after those Art Park concerts while you're waiting for traffic to leave. It's a great place to hit up. I had actually signed up for a 5K that they were putting on, a virtual 5K, that after you can go and get a drink and entree to go. But I also was sad to hear the Hyatt leaving downtown Buffalo. That's been there even before this downtown, buildup has happened. That was, one of the original things.
I'm going to ask you a question. See if you can answer this. Who did a radio remote on the first day of that hotel opening?
I'm going to guess it was you.
Yes! How did you know that?
Well, you asked.
It was me and John Otto. John Otto and myself did the opening of the Hyatt. And now it's closing. All right. Let's take a break. Just remember, during the entire show, no matter what I'm talking about, put in your mind, Cuomo is a bum. We'll be back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. We got this moron that every single day sends me, usually sends me a text. He doesn't like the content. He doesn't like Bernie. Who cares about pies? Blah, 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 blah. Usually he sends me one every day. Today he sent me six already. Six. And it's only 9:38. But the last one I get a kick out of because this guy hates the show. And I don't understand. If you hate the show, why do you even bother listening? You know, go somewhere else. If there's a better choice, go use it. I don't care. But the bottom line is I do the show for the people who want to hear the show. That's all I can do. But to show you how off he is, on as far as I'm concerned, the last one says, what does it say exactly, Bernie? It says,
tell Cuomo to his face
that he's a bum. Boy, does this guy not know me at all. I would give my right testicle, not the left one, that's my favorite, but I would give my right testicle to be sitting at a table with Andrew Cuomo with a microphone for him and a microphone for me. If you think that I would go soft on him because he's the governor, he's a bum who walks around with state police escorts all the time. That's how, you know, how he lives his life. And you might ask Tony, not Buzzy because Buzzy's newer to the team, but you might ask Tony how my interview with, the mayor went one time that he's not been on since. You might remember the Joel Giambra interviews. At least Joel had balls. Joel kept coming back for more and more, and we kept feeding him more and more. I'm not cowed by somebody in a public office. They work for me. They're my employee. Do you understand that? And they work for you. They're your employee, too. Tony, do you remember the mayor's famous interview where he tried to tell us that taking all that money during a run-up for mayor, he was running for mayor, taking all that money from the labor unions wouldn't affect his judgment regarding the labor unions. I still laugh at it. Do you remember that interview, Tony?
Yeah, I remember that one. I remember Brian Higgins. I remember the gentleman from Niagara County who didn't like you criticizing the use of funds being used on golf courses, yeah, or the Orchard Park school that had the sheriffs escort you and I both out of the building.
So, clown. If you think that I'm going to take a step backwards because I might see the governor in person, I would. Here's an open invitation. Anybody who knows the governor, who thinks that, oh, they're being so unfair to the governor, I want you to contact the governor and suggest strongly that he come on this show. Okay? Bring him on. Bring him on. I'll even get dressed and wear a tie if you want. Bring him on. That's all I can say on that. Okay, you think he's done with six texts?
No, he's got to keep going.
He's done a whole broadcast week's full of texts. They're all there. He hates Bernie. He hates Buzzy. He wants Buzzy to take over the show. Oh, Buzzy, the idiot who hates me loves you. That makes me very nervous.
I don't, judging by the number.
And it should make you very nervous.
Judging by the number, I don't think it's someone who likes me. I think what he's saying is, I don't know what he's saying. I don't think it's favorable of me either.
Well, if he doesn't like the show, he probably doesn't like all of us.
Right.
Misery loves company.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me cry a tear.
Yeah, I'm over him already. You know what? I can get angry about this idiot, or I can have a nice piece of that pie. Which would you take?
Pie, cake, please.
Cake or death, cake or death. Yes. I'll take cake. We're out of cake.
Call Eddie Izzard.
All right, what's going on for today's show? Okay.
Pie?
I don't want to get Tim Winger too nervous. Oh, he's expanding his monologue time. I'm getting very nervous about this. Here we have it. I have three questions, basically. Should one of them was a gentleman interviewed on the early morning news, got me started on this, and I think it's a good subject. Should Buffalo restaurants be allowed to expand outdoor dining? Okay. They were talking to a member of the city council who was suggesting that they do that. The idea, and in fact, they said they were even examining the idea coming out of, what city was it? There was what they were doing, some other city, Cincinnati. It was Cincinnati. You know, I'm on the air in Cincinnati on WKRP. I am. I don't know if people know that, but I am. But the bottom line is, what they're doing in Cincinnati is there are some restaurants that are in rows. There were, you know, like three or four restaurants on the same street. They're closing the street to traffic so that they can put tables out for the various restaurants and expand their dining because they've got to be, limited on the dining area, and they can't do it inside. So they're expanding the outside by closing some streets. And I'm thinking that, wow, if that worked here in Buffalo, I'd have to think of where the restaurants are exactly now. But if that worked and it was possible and not be a real impediment to traffic flow, that would be a good idea. And expanding them, many of them have large parking lots where you could easily put tables out there. I think it's a great idea. I want to do anything I can to support the restaurant industry. I think they do a great job, and we should be proud of what they represent. But my answer is yes, they should expand outdoor dining. Second part of that question is, do you enjoy outdoor dining? Outdoor dining is totally different than indoor dining. I don't particularly enjoy outdoor dining and don't use it unless I have to. But I would still go to their restaurant to support their staying open and things like that, because it's like in movies where you see things in movies that seem like so romantic or such a great idea, but in real life it's not. Real life outdoor dining, you got flies and mosquitoes and stuff, and it's hot and all that, but it's still better than not having dining at all, I can tell you that. So my answer to the first question is, should Buffalo restaurants be allowed to expand outdoor dining, and do you enjoy it? I think they should be allowed to do it, and I don't particularly enjoy it, but I'd still do it. Second, there was a big rally yesterday with the church people reopening. They want to reopen and get this thing going now. They apparently, you know, when I heard that the president had made a decree that they are to be essential, I thought that that would just take care of it, but apparently in New York State, they still have the rules of how many people can be together at one time and whatever. But I'm thinking, if they can work out the logistics of it, they should be able to open now. What's the delay? And I would say that, and, you know, they said yesterday at the rally that if they set up their church in the middle of Walmart, it'd be no problem. And that's true. So I'm very much in favor of letting the church open as soon as the logistics can be worked out. Now, the third one, and I put it last for a reason, okay? The reason that I was so ticked off that I didn't dare put it first or I would never even get the monologue in. The governor has made a decree, and he's enclosed it in some coronavirus legislation and implementation. And the green light law, you know what the green light law is that you have to let illegal immigrants get driver's licenses in New York State. Now, the county clerk, Mickey Kearns, who oversees that, went to court and whatever and lost it because they said he didn't have standing. Now, if he didn't have standing, I don't know who would have standing, but that was the rule, that they couldn't hear the lawsuit because he didn't have standing. The governor has added to the green light law, okay? And by adding to the green light law, he's kicking law enforcement in the teeth, and he's showing his backside to the voters. The governor is a bum. Plain and simply, 100% bum. Don't ever get it out of your head that, oh, he's so, that cute story he told about his mother's meatballs. I can't, no, get over it. Get over it. It's a facade. That's all it is. Because what he's doing now is, if you, as a law enforcement agent, have information, you've pulled over somebody, say, on the side of the road, and they're illegal, you cannot, under a proposed law, you cannot give that information to the federal authorities, like ICE. If you do, keep in mind you're a cop now, if you do, you're subject to be charged with an e-felony in New York State. An e-felony in New York State, as I looked it up, said anything from probation to 4 years in prison. Plus, if you are convicted of a felony, there goes your police job. There goes probably a lot of jobs. You're probably out of work forever. So you tell me how this man who walks around with a police escort all the time, state police, feels he wants to protect the illegal immigrants and not protect the cops from doing their job. Keep in mind, I hate to tell you, Andy, but the bottom line is you were not elected. Well, first of all, you weren't elected with any votes from me. I can tell you that. But you were not elected to represent illegals. You are there to represent law-abiding citizens. And you are there to represent law, not illegals. Okay, for some reason, you seem to have it in your little curly-haired head that you are put on earth to protect illegals. You are not. And it's bad enough that you don't want to have justice done with illegal immigrants. Now you want to go after the cops that are trying to do their jobs. I remind you again that they take an oath of office. And you took an oath of office to uphold the laws. The law says they're still illegals if they don't have legal standing. And you're standing in the way of that. And some people are getting mighty angry over it, and I hope they work on it. Let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. When we come back, I'll go over the reaction by Stefan Mihailu and the U.S. attorney talking about what's going on with Andrew Cuomo, the bum. Andrew the bum. You know how you have Andrew the first? He'll be the bum, the official bum of the Cuomo clan, all right? Worse than his brother. His father I liked, even though I didn't like his politics. His father was a mesmerizing speaker. You could just sit and listen to him no matter what he was saying and feel you've learned something. This is not the same guy. The great orator gave birth to the great bum, as far as I'm concerned. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. And I've got a couple of other things, too. Should Buffalo restaurants be allowed to expand outdoor dining? I say yes. Do you enjoy outdoor dining? I don't particularly, but I do it to support the restaurants. Should the churches reopen right away? Yes, yes, yes. And we'll talk about Andrew Cuomo separately on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.